Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
And there was a lot of social media trash talk, and I just saw Brian Daboll, BT, I guess, addressed it when asked about it today, saying, ultimately, what's going to matter most is how we perform on Sunday. It's a really good football team. We're in a competitive industry, emotional industry. The most important thing is you do your job. And that, you know, is in relation to Jonathan Cooper of the Broncos speaking out about Jackson Dart, not really taking shots, but just kind of putting a rookie in his place, I guess, so to speak, talking about his chain and he likes to dance and all that. I could see that being perceived as a shot. And then the Giants punching back. Nick Benito, the best defensive player in the league, said, I've never seen a more delusional fan base. And everybody assumes he was talking about the Giants. He since deleted that. But you had Abdul Carter and Kayvon Thibodeau getting in the mix. So adding some spice to what is already a big matchup here, a chance for the Giants to show what they're made of. Is this legit? Not just Jackson Dart, but what they've done here two out of the last 3 weeks to beat a very good Broncos team in their building.
I think we're all always down for a little extra juice with these games. Bring it on. It's going to be a lot of fun here. Now, what Daboll said, smart. You know, you don't want to add to this. I think if you're Daboll, you do what you did and you diffuse it a little bit, maybe disarm some stories that could become distractions. But I promise you, deep down, Dable's sitting there saying, oh, Kayvon chimed in. Oh, Abdul Carter. All right, there you go. My boys are ready. And what you present publicly is what he just did. I think he handled that very well. But privately, that there's a source of pride because the Giants are coming together.
Yeah, dude. See, that's the thing. Regardless of the result on Sunday, the energy is different. The Giants are no longer the doormat punching bag. And maybe the Broncos think that they are. Maybe other teams think that they are. And I still don't think they're at the level where a lot of Giant fans think. I think they're very good. I think they're dangerous. I don't think they're at the level of the Broncos in this particular game this week. I thought they would beat the Eagles, so I was right there. I thought they'd beat the Chargers, so I was right there. I didn't think they'd beat the Saints, so I've been right on the Giants so far. I don't think they're at this level, but maybe they prove me wrong and go out there and win this game. And then to me, anything is possible. But regardless of what I think or you think or Denver thinks, the Giants' energy is completely different to the point where now they're like, oh, yeah, you're going to doubt us?
Yeah.
Now we'll see what's on. Remember, the Giants were doubted during their Super Bowl runs. Nobody thought they'd go on the 10-6 teams or whatever it was back then going on in through the playoffs. They were underdogs almost every step of the way. So that maybe the Giants thrive in this type of spot where they have some pieces in place and everybody's doubting
them. Somebody's got to do this for me if the Giants win. Somebody has to do this. And they've got the creativity and the understanding of how to do this because I don't know how to do this digitally, right? Otherwise, I would do it. If the Giants win, somebody's got to recreate the scene in Goodfellas when they're celebrating at the bar. Come on, have a drink. Come on, come on, come on down. Come on. Yeah. And Joe Pesci's like, listen, you've been away for a while here. You know, I don't shine shoes anymore. And then he later kills him. Somebody's got to find a way to superimpose either Dart or Carter or Kayvon's head on Pesci.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
Benito or Cooper or whatever.
Yeah, Cooper, either one of the Denver Bronco defenders on the other guy who also was in The Sopranos, of course. I'm forgetting his name, the actor. Or I'm forgetting his name in The Goodfellas. And just had that exchange. Like, if the Giants play well, somebody's got to do that for me. Because I do think that they're thinking that they still shine some shoes, and they might. I mean, they might wax the Giants, but if they don't, then those words are going to be remembered.
And I think there's a lot more good that could come of this game on Sunday than bad. At least from my perspective, I don't expect the Giants to win, so if they won, I'd be shocked, pleasantly surprised that, hey, you know what? Anything is now possible. And if they lost, even if it is a blowout, whatever, and I'm not saying that that's going to happen, I'm just saying even if it is a double-digit game, I'd still be like, okay, well, you saw where you're at right now with one of the best teams in a league, certainly the best defense in a league. Now let's see what you can do against the Eagles for a second time and see if you can go beat them. So it's not like season's over or disaster if they lose this game. But either way, BT, we finally have a big game to be played in New York football week 7. Who would have thought that would have been the case? And as for the Jets, it's a big game in a different respect. They've got to get a win. They need a win in the worst way. The narrative can't continue about 0-6, 0-7. Are the Jets going to win a game? Should Aaron Glenn be fired? For everybody's benefit, specifically Aaron Glenn, they got to figure out a way to win this game. I don't care that Garrett Wilson, right now I think I saw he's doubtful.
He's not playing.
Okay, but the fact that he's doubtful could be encouraging at least beyond this week even. But whatever, I don't want to hear excuses. It's the Carolina Panthers, and yes, they've been good. So what? Good teams can be beat. They're good. They're not great. They're beatable. It's at home. Find a way to win a freaking football game. If they played the way that they played against Denver, not offensively, and I think it would be better offensively because Carolina is nowhere near defensively where Denver is. If they play like the way they played discipline and defensively last week in London, they will beat the Panthers. But either way, they've got to figure out a way to get a win this week.
And Aaron's got to stop coaching scared. And I hopefully this week was, you know, a period of growth for Aaron. And I'm confident that it will be eventually. A little less confident in the actual result of the game Sunday. Certainly less than you. You think they're going to win. I don't. You know, two things here. All right, so the Jets don't become a non-story until they win a game. And that's your point. Like, when they eventually, and they're not going winless.
Win, non-story, yeah. And go do what you got to do in oblivion.
But if you're, no wins in late October, early November, mid-November, starting to get toward Christmas, now it's a different conversation, and it's off the rails, and then at that point, Glenn could be fired. Right or wrong, I think that would be the conversation. For some, it's the conversation now.
Right, I know.
Okay,
I know.
So that's the Jets, and I hope I'm wrong. I don't expect much. But the Giants, you know, everybody's focusing on Dart, and the renewed energy, which are great things, and Scataboo and the defense. Here's something else Giant fans should focus on. I think we'll learn a little bit more about what kind of coach Brian Daboll is this week here. And nobody's really saying that. Everybody's kind of going to the sexier stuff, the player stuff, which I obviously get. But the ability to get a team off the mat is one element of coaching, all right? The ability to handle prosperity and keep your team almost on edge when things are going well, then you start to feel yourself. Listen, you don't think Giant players are feeling good about themselves? I don't know how much they listen to WFAN, but I know the Giants do. We know that for a fact, okay? So everybody's singing their praises, and rightfully so. And it's Dable's job to make sure that doesn't infiltrate the locker room where they become a little content. And if they get whacked and they're sloppy, then it'd be like, hey, Dable, you didn't have him ready. Even if they lose a competitive game, I think it's a different evaluation of his coaching ability.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. We'll have a perfect parlay pick segment coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. Nick Costos, he'll get you set for week 7, joining us as he always does at 12:40. So plenty to do here. Back to the calls. Bill is in Neptune. What's up, Bill?
Hey, what's up, boys? Sorry, I dropped the call earlier. I had to take my kid to the dentist office, but I wanted to talk Giants. I know it's a bit of a culture change. I'm excited. I think these young guys have come in and they've really turned.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Turn the page for the Giants fans. I want to make a comparison about between Bo Nix and Jackson Darts. I think they're both very similar in skill set and swag, and I think that Jackson Dart can have the same kind of success that Bo Nix has had in Denver. But I will say the one guy I think that's been kind of an unsung hero amongst these rookies is Abdul Carter. He might not have the sacks numbers, but he's definitely been wreaking havoc on the offensive line. The pressure that that kid can bring has been outstanding, and he's really opened up a lot of things for Brian Burns to do what he does great and Kayvon to kind of shine.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But you drafted him to get splash plays, to be even more fair, not to open up holes for other guys.
Yeah.
100%. I think you could also make the argument that the Giants could be 5-1, maybe 4-2 right now. Some of those games were a lot closer than they actually appeared to be at the end of the game with the score.
I would not make that argument. I'll give you the Dallas game. I would not make the argument the other way.
Not the Commanders either with the 14-6 score.
And, no, that game, to me, game was, me personally, now you could feel your way, Bill. I'm going to feel mine. I don't think that game was as close as the score would indicate.
And the Chiefs game, you feel the same way?
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah, the Chiefs game, you could say that they were in the game. No, with Russell Wilson was a different story. Now, I'll give you the Cowboys. They should have beaten the Cowboys. And even the Saints, like that you can't say, well, they should have. They moved the football up and down the field on the Saints. They turned it over 5 times. So I would give you the Cowboys game. If you play that game over 100 times, the Giants probably win that 98. So they got to win that football game, but they didn't. But I'll give you that one. And I'm not looking back to go back in the history. Who cares about that now? Giants have won 2 of the last 3 against very good football teams here with the Chargers and the Eagles, and thank you for the call. And now they have a chance to do it again against another very good football team. In my opinion, this is the toughest challenge that they will face, including the Chiefs who came in their building. Where everybody thought that they were going to beat the Chiefs, I did not feel that way. The Chiefs were down. Remember, that was a different case, and it was at home. This, to me, is the toughest test that the Giants will have faced and will face all year long.
Okay, I agree for now. We'll see down the road.
But right now,
I believe it is. You know, and even, you know, Philly, because Philly, you kind of had to get that mojo going there. So, but in terms of defense, yeah, I'm agree with you.
Think about it, BT. Philly also at home, and Philly also down.
Yes.
Kansas City at the time, also at home and also down.
I get it. I understood. All right, so I usually hear this and saw it for a long time. Tiki goes down his rabbit holes. I went through one right now, so I was kind of looking some stuff up that I think is pertinent and I think people will appreciate. Because the call started with the Knicks dart comparison, if you recall, right?
Right.
So, all right, now, Knicks ran a 4.640, which is really good for a quarterback. There's some fluctuations with dart because, you know, whatever, the radar, the stop, the laser, right around there. You know, some had 4.57, some had slightly higher. So athletically, they are fairly the same profile.
Okay.
So I think that that's fair. And obviously, Knicks was fairly prolific throwing the football with almost 30 touchdowns as a rookie a year ago, making it to the playoffs.
Yeah.
The thing that I think is interesting, though, that, and I'm going to weave the Jets in here. So I don't know who the Jets are going to draft the quarterback. They're going to draft somebody. Now, the kid at Oklahoma has like 5 or 6 starts. Mendoza from Indiana, I like him a lot more. The kid at Oregon, even though he didn't play well against Indiana, a lot more. The connection between Knicks being ready in the NFL, he played 61 games in college. And Jackson Dart played a lot for Ole Miss. I think it was 40-something. So as teams look for quarterbacks, Sanchez didn't play a lot at USC. He fizzled out. That was a concern there. I think that the ability to identify a college quarterback and at least slice the odds in your favor that you're going to draft the right guy, draft somebody who's played a lot of football in college.
But that's not a guarantee either.
No, it's not. But if you look at the guys
like how many
who
games
generally
did Mac Jones play a bunch of games?
Yeah, but Mac Jones just didn't have the talent. Mac Jones is slow.
That was just a bad move out of pay.
He couldn't move. His arm was average. Mac Jones just stunk. I didn't like him coming out of college. That's like one that I actually got right. Oh, yeah. But no, Mac Jones did not look like the part. They misdrafted him. But listen, there is no perfect recipe.
Right.
Clearly, I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is when you start, and we're kind of getting into the mock draft period now, especially for the Jets, and there's for the Jets, and there's some different guys. I named 3 or 4 already. You're going to hear a lot of names. For me, look at the guy who's played a lot in college.
Mark is calling from East Rockaway. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. I really, really love the show. And I'm a lifelong Giants fan from 1970. I've had season tickets.
Wow.
63 years old. I loved your point today, Sal, about as a fan, who would you rather face next? And for me, it's Denver, because I've already been through the, hey, we had a really big win, our first win of the season, and then five turnovers against the Saints. So, you know, try to, you know, keep that edge going. I think the Giants got a little sloppy up 14-3, maybe even a little overconfident. But one thing I also wanted to mention, I think, BT, the actor you're thinking of is Frank Vincent, who played Billy Bat.
There we go. Thank you.
The Goodfellas.
Yes, of course.
Recognition, Billy Bat. And I also want to mention, whoever's doing the music today, Ace Frehley grew up in the Bronx. He's a big sports guy. I grew up with Kiss. It's a really nice touch that before some of your segments,
that's Huff.
Whoever's handling that.
That's all
going on.
Oh, I thought it was dope.
I mean, it's really great. But anyways, love the show. I'd like to hear your comments, especially, Sal, about if you think it would be that cyclical, oh, we have the big win against the Chargers, and we're losing against the Saints. Would you rather face Denver now?
I understand what you're saying, Mark, and thank you for the call. I wouldn't be scared of a lesser opponent thinking that the Giants are going to play down to that opponent. I wouldn't mind a softer landing spot. Remember, that first win against the Chargers, people really still weren't believing in the Giants. They thought that the Giants might beat the Saints because they just had that marked on their schedule as one of the games that the Giants were going to win because the Saints stink. Although that's a tough spot to play at times. Rattler may be a little bit dangerous quarterback, and the Giants turned the ball over five times. So I think that's just a rookie in game two. They followed that up with a beatdown of the Eagles, beating them up in the trenches and taking care of the Eagles, the reigning Super Bowl champs. So now you're talking about two of the last three games they played well. I wouldn't mind, I don't want to say a cupcake because there are no real cupcakes in the NFL, but a softer landing spot to try to make it now 3 of 4 and get back toward 500 as opposed to, in my mind, this is not an impossible game, but a very, very difficult task. Now, the flip side to that is if they win this, I don't think there's any challenge the rest of the way that can be too daunting for the Giants. So I think there's some good and maybe some bad in it, because if you had a softer spot, maybe you pad a win, BT.
Mm-hmm.
But if you beat a good team like this, then the sky's the limit.
Yeah, now it's you're gaining altitude for sure. Well, that's why I brought up Dable before. You know, listen, of course it's going to come down to the players making plays here, but the level, and I don't mean from a schematical perspective. Of course, the Giants know the first 15 plays. They know what the Broncos are going to do. They're going to line up the defense to try to combat that. I don't mean that stuff. I'm talking about emotionally. We're going to learn a little bit about Dable's ability to make sure this team stays on a high. And I'm not here to predict that he won't, but I'm not 100% sure that he will. So I'm very curious how that plays out.
I think the main point is we're still learning about what they are. Some people could say definitively they believe in this team after 3 weeks or believe in Jackson Dart, and that's fine. I understand that. But I can't be considered crazy if I were to say, well, I can make a case that they could lose the next three in a row at Denver, at Philly, home against the Niners. I'm not saying it's likely. I don't know how I feel about that yet, but it's certainly plausible. We can't go from doubting everything about this team from the head coach on down to all of a sudden loving everything about this team from the quarterback on out to the point where we expect them to beat the Broncos, Eagles, or Niners. Like, those are three tough games. We still are unsure about this team that just started winning, you know, a few weeks ago.
Yep.
So it's still very possible that it could go, as far as the win losses go, could go the wrong way.
It is. But think about, this might be a weird analogy, imagine being stuck in the desert forever. Lord, whatever the point is where you don't die,
yeah,
you're in the desert, right? And then somehow you stumble upon somebody or something, and there's a bottle of something, a liquid. You don't even know what it is. Are you going to really ask questions, or are you going to down it?
Yeah,
you drink it.
Yeah.
It could be anything.
Worry
it could be
it
poison.
Later, yeah.
It could be gross stuff, I won't even say. Like, it could be anything. It's not going to necessarily rehydrate you, but you're not going to ask questions. You're thirsty. So the Giant fans right now have been in the desert forever.
Right.
And they stumbled upon what is a bottle of something that they needed to drink.
Right.
Now, I don't think that it's poison. I think that it's more Gatorade or water or something that's going to get them on the right track. But the way things get hijacked here, when you're hungry, right, when you're thirsty, when you're tired, whatever's going to combat that, you don't ask a lot of questions, dude.
Right now, they're dousing themselves in what they think is water. And come 7:30 on Sunday, it could be like, oh, that's not water. Could be something else, to your point. Oh, let's hope that it is water. dousing themselves in it.
Pretty soon it'll be champagne. If they win this, it'll be champagne.
Right, you're not kidding.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.